it is somewhat difficult to go on with business as usual, even the business, quote unquote, of Talmud Torah, given the news of earlier this morning. But we'll make an effort to continue for however long we can with our regular Seder Limud, and then maybe come back at the end and relate a little to Inyan Yoma. Let's try to pick up where we left off in the Sugya. We had seen the different Pirushim in the Sugya as to Shol Shashim Shamshus B'moch. Number one, which type of moch are we talking about? And are we talking about a heter versus an iser, or are we talking about a chiyuv versus a rishus? And based on that, we had tried to summarize what's the halacha lemaisa about each of these cases. And I think what we discussed yesterday was, what about the case of a moch kodem, meaning the shas tashmish? We had mentioned that there are three possibilities. The Yam Shel Shlomo held that it was mutter legamre, nothing to nothing to talk about. The Rabbeinu Tam, as he's quoted in many places, says that that would be usher across the board, as he's quoted at least in most places. And Rashi, at least the Daos Rabbi Meir, says mutter for the shalosh nashim and aser l'shar nashim, and we analyze why that should be a bit, and maybe we'll come back to it in any few moments. I want to discuss what we left off with, which is moch l'achar tashmish. Right? How about using the moch l'achar tashmish? What's the halacha in this case? So we know that the Rabbeinu Tam says very, very clearly, or seems at least to say very, very clearly, that moch l'achar tashmish is mutter for everyone. Right? Moch l'achar tashmish is heter gomer, because what was his pshat? His pshat was that we're talking here about moch l'achar tashmish, and it's a chiyuv for the three nashim and optional for everyone else. But it's mutter for everyone. If Rashi here is talking about, which is unclear, moch l'achar tashmish, right, which was, let's say, the Rashi. If Rashi's talking about l'achar tashmish, which we don't know for sure, but filu ha'isun senes moch achar tashmish asura, says the Ri and is the Oud in Tosfos, right? let's come back to the stories in a moment. In Rashi, in Tinsalomer, like we said, like the Chassam Sofer, that is Mayri Achar Tashmish, right? And this would be the Ode in the Tosos, right? The second Pshat in Tosos, even after Tashmish, there would still be an Isser Shavadavar. He's defending Rashi, right? This is all a defense of Rashi. What was the defense of Rashi? That Rashi's talking about Achar Tashmish, meaning that's the case of our Gemara. Mutter Megimel Nashim. And Aser L'Shar Nashim. And does anyone say a moch l'achar tashmish is usher across the board? So that is a little less clear, meaning if our sugyas, basically, if you say our sugya is talking about achar tashmish, then and our sukkah is talking about usher and mutter, then we see Akhar Tashmish is usher for the three women, mutter for three women, usher for everyone else. Rabbi Tam says our sukkah is talking about Akhar Tashmish, and it's mutter for everyone. Theoretically, you could have also said it's mutter for everyone, because our sukkah is talking about before Tashmish. And Akhar Tashmish is not in the sukkah at all, although I don't know Rishonim who say that explicitly. Right? You could also say Mutter Lekol HaNashim if our sugya is Davka Mishas Tashmish. But that's not what Forshin showed up. See, our sugya is talking about before Tashmish. After Tashmish is Pashat, Mutter, nothing. It's talking about it not being discussed in our sugya, but that I don't have specifically to quote. Does anyone hold that Akhar Tashmish is also for everyone, even for the Gimel Nashim? So far it would seem to be not. But, right? According to the Rishonim, the Chachamim, Osrim, right? There is a third possibility. That would be the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Shomer Psalm Hashem. And if you say our sugya is discussing after Tashmish, and discussing with his mutter or aser, then the Chachamim would be asering even after Tashmish. So there are the same three possibilities.
Whatever you say about Rabbi Tam doesn't say that the Shaloshna can have to, but it's only an Eitz of Tova. So the Chachamim say you have a another Eitz.
That's Rabbi Tam and the Chachamim.
No, but then according to the Chachamim.
No, but I didn't say according to Rabbi Tam. I said according to Rashi. Says that's now, what's the Svaras here? The Svaras here are probably a little easier. Here the Svar would be Pashat, right? The Svar would be that it's Hashazera is always Usher, right? Meaning you're killing Zera, right? The Zera's there, you're taking it out with a moch and killing it so that it can't lead to a pregnancy. That would be pretty Pashat. What if you took Rashi Pshat, assuming Rashi took an Akhar Tashmish? What would be the Svara that would be Usher for all women? Meaning Haskosh is always Usher, even for women, right? Even though a woman's doing it, right? And there's all you have to say, La Benos Hagoshin in you, but they would have an Isser if they would be Mashkazera. What about Rashi? What would the Svar of Rashi be? He would also say that the Svar would be that for a regular woman, Hashkosh Zera is Asura. Afilu l'nashim. So why is it mutter for the gimel nashim? Why would it be mutter for the gimel nashim according to this? What? So in mutter, the simple pshat is it would be mutter bishum sakana, right? But it's mutter because of sakana. Didn't we say when we discussed it before? Tashmish says, what do you mean the mutter because of sakana? Just don't do the situation. Don't get into sakana. So why not just say, just don't engage in marital relation, don't get into sakana? Here, that's not a good taina, because there's two steps. First, they engage in relations, then there's sakana. All we're saying is that, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, you're allowed to engage in relations, even though afterwards it will lead to sakana, and you'll have to do an aveira in order to avoid that sakana. Is that true? Are you allowed to do something which will lead to a situation of sakana afterwards? So that's the famous balavor in Shabbos, right? The Gemara says you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, and it's a big machlok if you show them why. And the balavor says, this is quoted by a lot of the poskim, because on the boat you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos when there's a storm. So you're not allowed to go on a boat which will lead to sakana. So what does the Gemara say? For bar mitzvah, it's mutter. Why? So for a mitzvah, it's mutter to do a mitzvah even if it gets you into sakana later. Okay, you have to measure that against a certain Gemara in Erevin. But here we have a mocker that you're allowed to do a mitzvah, and if later it gets into sakana, you'll worry about it later. Right? So over here, it could be a heter sakana, because right when they do Tashmish, there's no sakana yet. It's only afterwards there's sakana. So they're allowed to do the mitzvah of Ona, and after they get into sakana, then it could be Dofen Aveira.
Is it possible?
Correct. Okay. Nachon. That's why it's not so pasha, especially since there is, seems to be a Gemara in Erevin that says maybe you shouldn't do a bris milah if it will lead to sakana and have to be a chal Shabbos.
When you say by spina, it's more than just possible; it's almost inevitable.
Right? Could be. I'm not a big enough bucket.
Not because of the storm, because of the normal tatsuka
right.
In the storm in a boat.
Right, I don't know. I mean, you're not the sailor, you're a passenger, Lechora, so I don't know. Anyway, all I'm saying is this would be a chiddush. What would the chiddush be? The chiddush would be that mutter lasos mitzvah. I wonder which end of this is supposed to be where. Oh my god. Okay, af al pi. Sh'acharkach yitzdarech lidchos eser mipnei hasakana. Okay, that's a question. Can you do a mitzvah if, or even do a dvar rishos, but here, can you do a mitzvah if afterwards it will lead to having to be dochet eser because of sakana? It's certainly possible that would be mutter, maybe that would be the sheet of Rashi, according to the second day in Tosos, and according to Chasam Sofer. What Rashi's saying is that, you're allowed to engage in the mitzvah of Ona, even though afterwards, then you'll have Sakana, and then you'll have to do an Aveir of Hashkas HaZera.
In the Rebbe's articles on community, he has a viewing on this Balamor, and he said that the Balamor is only, he said the possibility, the Balamor is only when it's on the clock, that you know that it's definitely going to be. That there definitely will be a Chil Shabbos authority known in Chachila.
But here you also knew you'll definitely have to use a Moch.
No, but you might not.
Why not?
It's not here at the time. The Sakon is only created later, whereas here Shabbos is going to be for sure.
Okay, you're lying.
The same as we talk about you can do a bris on Shabbos, but if you didn't have hot water, you do the bris, and then later on, you know you're going to need it afterwards once you do the bris. Isn't that the same?
Yeah, except that it sounds like you shouldn't in that case. So that's what makes it tricky. That's why this is not a pashut sugya. We're not going to answer that sugya now. There are definitely different mashmo'yot in different places in Shas. That's a difficult sugya. The other option, of course, to say is the derech the Rishonei Sarat say. Again, we don't know in the Ramban, Rashban Ritva, the Ritva seems to say he's dealing with both before and after. There could be another hesber for the difference between the Gimel Nashim and excuse me. Which is based on what the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva say. Remember what they say. They say not only the Gimel Nashim mutter, even less than 11 is mutter, because they say when you're not going to be able to create a life anyway, there's no Eser Hashchas HaZera. Basically, what's with these Gimel Nashim? These Gimel Nashim, yes, they could get pregnant, but they can't get pregnant and have a baby and create life, right? The Ketan, if she gets pregnant, she'll die and no one will be born. The Mu'uberis could just kill the fetus that she's already pregnant with, but can't, like, have an additional baby. And the Meinika could get pregnant, but could kill one baby. The one baby will die without nursing, have another baby, there'll be no net gain of life. So maybe Dabk in this case is no Eser Hashkas HaZera, because there's no possibility of adding nefashos.
They also have the kavod thing that the bedroom will die?
Well, the mainstream day in Yevamos seems to say that between 11 and 12 the baby will die. In the case of a woman who's already pregnant, the only possibility is dying. I mean, there's no possibility for her being 4 months pregnant and then getting pregnant again at the time. In the nursing case, it's tricky, because maybe if she gets lucky, she could get pregnant and her existing baby won't die, but still you see how that this is not really a case where there's a possibility of adding life. And this is what the Ramban, etc., this is the Svara of the Ramban, etc. What's their Svara? Their Svara is that Ein Iser Hashchasa Zera Begimel Nashim. There's no Iser Hashchas HaZera in these Gimel Nashim, even though there is an Iser Hashchas HaZera in other women, because Ein Re'uyos lihis aber vila ledes. These three nashim are not ruyos to get pregnant and give birth to babies, or at least to net additional babies, and therefore there's no iser to ask us their zera afterward, at least afterwards. But with a regular woman who could get pregnant and have babies, so there would be an iser rosh chasa zera. So you could say it's mishum sakana, but then you'd make an assumption you're allowed to get into a situation of sakana. Or you could say that it's not mishum sakana, it's because b'ikaron there's no iser to destroy zera when that can't lead to adding babies to the world anyway. There's only iser to destroy zera that can lead to adding babies to the world.
Not clear why they would do it, but it should include an idleness also. I mean, it's not clear why she would do it.
You're right, meaning according to the Ramban, it should be mutter for an idleness to use a moch.
There's no reason to do it.
Right, just there's no, it wouldn't come up. Correct, in the Chanami, if they would admit it should be mutter, it's just not something that would be a real life shaila.
And even for Ishtana.
Yeah, correct, that's the same. Even for time in less than 11, that's what they say is mutter, just it's no reason to, but it's mutter.
The saris we gave last year for the reading, would they also work here?
I'm not convinced, it depends if your kavana is to avoid having children or your kavana, well, that makes sense in Bia. Here, the Bia, the kavana of the Bia is for Anas Atmo. Here, when she's doing it afterwards, what do you mean her kavana is? You're saying it's her kavana is to avoid sakana, not to avoid pruravu. Obviously, you're not going to have Anas Atmo. It's kavana to avoid sakana, not for pruravu. Could you say that, Svara? Since her kavana is it's a little funny because in Bia, he's not doing Bia with a moch in order to avoid Puruvu. He's doing Bia with a moch because that's his hanoah to have Bia, right? Or that's the mitzvah of Bia. Over here, the Bia is already overdone with. She's just taking all the zera out of her body. So, the one that her kavana is to avoid sakana, but it's also to avoid getting pregnant. So it doesn't seem to be such an innocent innocent.
Getting pregnant, why? Because that's a sakana, not because it's going to take away.
Okay, but then you're really saying the same thing as the Ramban of Dime. Meaning, I think it's going to end up being the same svara as the Ramban of Dime, not a different svara. Not that you're wrong, but you have to turn into this.
They're really dealing with Rashi's opinion, the mainstream Rashi's opinion, that it's pre. It's the post idea.
It's not clear in the Ramban if it's pre or post. He never says.
You don't assume.
Everyone assumes, but everyone assumes different ways. So that's why I said the svara of the Ramban. I didn't promise what his shita was. I just said that's the svara. Now here's where I want to make it a little start moving a little out of the box. What's the svara to say it's heter gomer is a moch lacher tashmish? Who remembers Rabbeinu Tam's svara? What was Rabbeinu Tam's svara that it's a heter gomer is a moch after tashmish? After tashmish, she can take a morning after pill, right? Because what is it? Rabbeinu Tam says nashim einon muzharos al hashchas azera. Women are not asher. Only men are asher hashchas azera, not women. That's what he says. Nashim labnos are nashim in whom, meaning they're not shaykh to the whole isher hashchas azera. Obviously, not obviously, he says just, why are women not commanded to Zerah? Because they're not commanded to Puruvu. Because Zerah is a outgrowth, is part of the mitzvah of Puruvu. That's Lishitase. I think there's a Gilead Shaster who says, see, Tosas is on Hedron. What does Tosas on Hedron says? Whoever is Chayim Puruvu is Muzer and Ashkas Zerah. Whoever is not Chayim Puruvu is not Muzer and Ashkas Zerah. Okay, however, the Tosos Rosh and Yevamos says something very fascinating. Tosos Rosh and Yevamos starts out like Rabbeinu Tam. What does he quote? He quotes a parish Rabbeinu Tam, Lo Mifkadash Chosa Zera, Ki Hevlo Mifkadash, women are Mutter Nashvaz Zera, because women, meaning, if she went to a male doctor and said, give me a morning after pill or a treatment, whatever, that would be usher. Men aren't allowed to be mashka zera, but she's female. She can do it, right? And a female doctor could give her a morning after pill. I mean, I guess a male doctor could give her the pill, but could give her some sort of treatment which would kill the zera. And then he says, he's not sure about that. But then he says, nearly kfir shbino tam, says why? And then he says, "Ve'ila acher tashmish." The end of the Tos Rush. Nearly she'in b'aser klal af l'sharn nashim afi mifkiyash chazera. After tashmish, there's no iser for women, even if they are aser nashchas zera. Lo mikriyash chazera. Said the Tosas Rush. He says, "This is not within the Isser of Ashkasa Zera. Why is this not within the Isser of Ashkasa Zera? There's a Gilyon Tosos. I think I said it was Tosos Shem last time. It's a Gilyon Tosos. Like small print of the end of Tosos in Nida there, who says maybe women are Usser to stimulate themselves and to be able to do their own Zera, but just to take a morning after pill? That's Heather Gummer. That's not Usser. Why is that an Usser? He says, the Isra Shkaz Zera is only through stimulation to cause an emission of Zera, whether you're a man or a woman. But once the Zera already came out, once the sexual act is done, just to have a post-coital birth control, that's not an Isra Shkaz Zera in the first place. This is not within the Isra Shkaz Zera, because the Isra is only Al Yidei Chimum. Meaning, what's he saying? There's no Isser, and this is very fundamental, right? What's my focus here? Forget about the moch. Meaning, no one nowadays can ask the shiloh to moch l'achar tashmish, because the modern day doctors tell you that it doesn't work for birth control anyway. But we do have, so there are a lot of sort of folk modes of post-coital birth control, most of which don't work terribly well. And then, nowadays though, they have morning after pills now, which I'm not a bucky and I'm not a doctor, but I think, just based on the simple English, that it means that even after Tashmish, you can take a certain pill, which will prevent pregnancy. Maybe it will kill the Zera, maybe it won't. Maybe the other way is to kill the Zera. So, what? Right, okay. So then you get into abortions, which is a little more clever. But let's not count the morning after pill as abortion. I mean, the science probably works out that way. So, Rabbi Natan would say, for a woman it's mutter, because women are allowed to be nashim zera. The Rush would say, what do you mean for a woman it's mutter? Meaning, it has nothing to do with being a woman. There's no isser in the first place. There is no isser to kill zera, to kill sperm cells. What's the isser of Ashkasa Zera, says the Tosfos Rush? The isser of Ashkasa Zera is to engage in improper sexual stimulation. That's the isser. Right? So if someone engages in improper stimulation, al yechima motzi zera, that's usser. But actual killing of zera is mutter. Now, what the Tosfos Rush is basically telling us here is that we have to make a hakira in this whole isser called hashchasa zera. And even, you know, for the Rush, like, hashchasa zera is not about, it's not about wasting the zera, like, oh, destroying the zera, now you're killing it, it's no good anymore. Because after the Maisabiyah, once it came out of the body, you're allowed to do whatever you want to it. You're allowed to kill it. Right? Hashchasas Zera is more like Hashchasas Derech we find by the Mabel. Right? It is, you know, Lashon Hashchasa means Gilui Arayos. It's an improper type of sexuality. Right? The Torah permitted sexuality between a man and a woman. And the Torah forbade, right, Derech Bia. Permitted sexuality Derech Bia. At least for people who are permitted to each other. Right? And forbade sexual stimulation. That's malay dechima motzi zera. That's an improper kind of hanah. But it has nothing to do with killing the zera. It just, you can't make it come out in the wrong context. That's what the Tosfos Rush is saying. And this basically brings up a hakira. What's the hakira that he is telling us? There's an answer of hashchasa zera. Is the Isser Ashkasa Zera because of the improper sexual expression? It has nothing to do with not using Zera. No, like, once the Bia happened, then you're allowed to kill Zera. It has to do with an improper use of sexuality, or no, it has to do with a waste of Zera that should be used for something better. What the Tosfos Rush is saying here, he's saying, when that Mishnah in Nida, when that Sugya Nida talks about how bad Ashkasa Zera is, that meant causing the Zera to come out through improper stimulation. It didn't mean to prevent pregnancy. Preventing pregnancy is fine. Hey, meaning, it meant to provoke, but there's no Isser to prevent pregnancy. Right? There's no Isser to prevent pregnancy. The Isser is to have Mimotzi Zera, to have the sexual stimulation in the wrong context. As opposed to what might be the more pashup shot, Motzi Zera Latola, etc. maybe the problem is the waste of the zera. Clearly, if you look at Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is Hashchasa Zera Aser? He already told us. Meaning, just compare these two reasons. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's wrong with Hashchasa Zera? That it's anti-Kru Revu, right? What's wrong with Hashchasa Zera? Hashchasa Zera is anti-Kru Revu. Now, it's worse than just not doing Kru Revu, right? Not doing Kru Revu, right? If a fellow decides that he wants to go on a trip to China, and he's going to be away for a month and not do any Kru Revu, he's going to wait for his wife from not to any Kru Revu, so that's it's not being a big zoriz for the mitzvah, but that's permitted, right? This is not more than a lack of Kru Revu, it's an anti-Kru Revu, right? It's taking something that should be for Kru Revu and wasting it. Okay, so it's part of the mitzvah of Kru Revu. What's wrong with it is the bittul Kru Revu. Right, again, it's just more chomer to just go to China and do nothing, or to not be married. That's also not doing Kru Revu. That's passively not doing Kru Revu. That's not a big aveira. But to actively be mevatel Kru Revu, so that's a bigger aveira. And that's why the Gemara Nida said such a terrible aveira, and it caused a mabul and this and that, etc. Because Hashem created the whole world for Kru Revu. Remember, it's in the first paragraph of Bereishis. Hashem is Yitzara. Here someone's being mevatel b'yadai Kru Revu. So that's why it's a terrible aveira. And that's why it's usher for men and mutter for women. Tosafos Rosh says, no, it's not about anti-Kru Revu. What do you mean? He says, once the Zera already came out, then you're allowed to destroy the Kru Revu. It's about an improper mode of sexual expression.
Why call it Zera?
So that's a good question. I almost wonder if...
that's the issue of your... That's the whole reason why it's an issue.
I almost... perhaps. I almost wonder if, like, the hashchasa is not necessarily from a language of wasting, like we say about tashchis, but from a language of perverting. Although, again, Motzi Zera L'Batala is clearly closer to a language of wasting. Let me just think about that for one more moment. I wonder if you might have a taina. Okay, let me... which is? Okay. So there are many possibilities. So exactly what's wrong with Hashchasa Zera? What's wrong with Hashchasa Zera? So one way of looking at it might be that it's all about the waste. What's wrong with wasting something? So Rabbeinu Tam says, right? Rabbeinu Tam says it's a bittel of Kru Revu. What does the Binyan Tzion say? Was it the Earthland era? The Earthland era Nida, right? It was on the Makor sheet. What did he say? He says Baltashkes. It's an answer of Baltashkes. You're not allowed to cut down a tree, and you're not allowed to destroy Zera. The Rugged Shepherd suggests he made Svedinim actually. He said it's Gili Rice and Shvichas Damim. The Rav Shemesh suggests, based on a line in the Gemara Nida there, when it says tries to have chomer, is that it's Ritzicha, and the Or HaShulchan makes a big deal of this using his contemporary science, which just unfortunately was contemporary pseudoscience. He still could be right, but the Rav Shemesh says Ritzicha, right? You're its little potential lives, and you're killing them. The Or HaShulchan says we see this is true because nowadays they invented the microscope. And if you look, you take out the sperm cell, you look in the microscope, you see a little person in there who just has to grow bigger. So, lemaisin, it's not what you see in the microscope, meaning it's not, the shot isn't that good. Yeah, I mean, everyone, he didn't make that up. That's what everyone believed at a certain point, but I'm not quite sure why. If you look in a microscope, you probably see a cell, whatever that looks like, but certainly does not look like a little person. But it doesn't matter, because philosophically, scientifically, so he was told mistaken information, but philosophically he could still be right, because ultimately that cell is a little person. That's the core, what makes a person. That's the DNA, whatever, the genetic material.
If the fetus is only a potential person, then the sperm should be even less of it.
Correct.
It shouldn't be a person, it's only potential.
Correct. They say Ritzicha. That's going a little far to say it's mamish murder. Ritzicha mamish murder. That's going a little far. The other possibility is that no, it's a type of, perhaps, what does the Gemara there say? Even if you look at the Gemara Nida, different lines in the Gemara Nida sound like, different lines in the Gemara Nida, you know, sort of sound like maybe they have different angles or ideas or theories as to what is so bad about how Tzar Zerah L'Batala. For example, the Gemara here, has one shot. Their hands are full of damim. Of damim meaning murder. That sounds like the Rebbe Chaver, that it's an issue of murder. On the other hand, next verse says lo sinaf lo yehevecha niyof bein biyad bein verego. You shouldn't have any niyof, not even manually, right? So niyof sounds like it's not because of what you're killing or wasting or not doing, etc. Sounds like it's niyof. It's a kind of isuri biyah. Right, the rugged shover goes, takes this in a very specific direction, and the rugged shover says, no, it's mamish gili rayus. Because if a man is motzi his own zera latala, then that's bia derech evarim on himself, since he's a man, it's mishkav zachar. So that's why it's a rayus. So that is being very, very specific about it. Even if you're not, so what?
It still has to be
Mishkevei Yishad. No, it's Bia Derech is alive, it's just not a Chi of Kares. But you could say no. Based on the Drush of Losinaf, it's a type of Niyof, meaning this is not, well, at least LP Nigla. It's not as chomer as the Chayvei Krisus and Isus Bez, and it's not as chomer as Achoso and Ishus Ish, and you know, Mishkav Zachar, but there are other things that are Isurim of types of Bia that are also Asur. So this is one of the Isurim Bia that is very Chavar, not quite Gilei Arayus, but very, very close. This definitely, we have the Tzofnas Paneach. He says it's Vedin, and that's why he says there are two things wrong. That's why he can be on two sides. He says that, that it's mamish an iser of bia. Well, that's the question is how he's going to cover all cases. But at least in some cases, I mean, at least in the case of the Gemara in Nida, okay, how is he going to cover all cases? We'll have to see. For that, he might need his Sveidinim. But at least in the Gemara in Nida, he says that's a Mishkav Zachar, because anyone who's both his own Zera is being both himself as a Zachar. And Mishkav Zachar is pretty bad. What I want to claim, perhaps, is that this Tosfos Rush has to do with this Chakira, meaning what's worse, beforehand or afterwards? Is afterwards a problem? Is after Bia a problem? If you say the problem is kind of Niyoch, then as the Rush says, the whole problem is lahotzi derechilum, is a sexual experience. Once that's over, what you actually do with this zera, that's not usur. We don't care if you actually waste zera. We don't care if you throw zera, if you kill zera, if you throw zera in the garbage. Meaning, we don't care if you do baltashis. No, there's no issue about baltashis on zera. We don't care if you go against puruvu. You're allowed to go against puruvu. I mean, as long as you make sure to have a boy and a girl, then we don't care if you go against puruvu. And you're certainly not killing anyone. Why are you killing? It's just cells. Right? If it's baltashkes, why would it be mutter to be mashkes the zera afterwards? If it was ritzicha, why would it be mutter to take out the zera afterwards? If it was a bittel peruvu, why would it be mutter to take it out afterwards? So lechora, if we talk about here nafkaminas, so just things we've seen already. So one is acher tashmish. Tosfos Rush says there's no isra at all after tashmish. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. It's Pashat Mutter after Tashmish. Ain't Isser Bechlal. But if you held it was really about the waist, then simple shot, you would say that, There was fundamentally an Isser. Maybe it's only for men, not for women. Maybe it's not Book of Sakana. Maybe it depends on the circumstances. But at least, fundamentally, there would be an Isser. And this could be enough Kamina. I mean, unless you want to be a Chalik. You have to figure exactly how morning after pill works. The Rush would say it's no problem. What's the problem? It's not Ashkasa Zer at all, because no one's doing anything sexual. They're just taking pills. Of course, the next nafkamina would be Noshin. What about Noshin? Does the Isser Ashkasa Zer apply to women? So here's the famous Shita of Rehu Tam. Right? Women are Mutter in Ashkasa Zer. Right, so again, you can have, just like over here, you have two stuck in after a mocha afterwards, you have two stuck in after any birth control afterwards. Number one, if the woman's doing it, Tom would say women are musharos. Number two, just Rush would say it's not an issue in the first place. Two totally different reasons, but they have similar, lead to similar conclusions. Because if it's all about Puruvu, then of course women are potter, because women are potter from Puruvu. On the other hand, the Tos Rush himself says women are mitzvah nashchasa zera. Meaning, if a woman stimulates herself and votes her zera, again, I'm not going to try to define in modern scientific terminology what it means for a woman to votes her zera. That's not important. He says, though, he says women are musharos. Right? What does he say here? He says, says, af imifgedi be'ahashchasa zera. Okay, he says if. But clearly, that was about folks in the reader. I mean, the reader says, women are musharos zera. Right? He says, La b'nei hargasha ninhu, but they are b'nos iser hargasha. So why do the re think that women are a Moser and Ashkasa Zera? Why do the re think women are a Moser? So, I think it could work. Basically, according to anything but Puravo, even Shem Niyof, so women also shouldn't be Minayi Biyad of a regal. Women also shouldn't be Mashkis their Zera. Or if it's mitam baltashis or mitam ritzicha, maybe women also shouldn't. Again, we're talking about two different things. I understand.
Even according to Tosfos Rush, the gedder of the niyof is an act of stimulation which leads to hotzas zera that does not lead to puruvu. Right? Is that correct? It's hotzas zera which does not lead to puruvu.
Even according to Tosfos Rush.
Yeah.
Lav Davka, because let's say someone's married to an Islander or a Zakena or a Katana, that's also Tsar Zera that doesn't lead to Peruvu, and no one said that's Usher.
That's Tashmish.
What? Okay. Tashmish. So why not just say it's Lobadera Tashmish? Let's take it a little better. Tosfos Rush would say, Asuros, just one second, Lahashchis, Zer Atzman at least, right? They're also the hash of their own zera, right? After the husband's zera, there's no problem. And if it's because of Baltashkis and Ritzicha, then you would say, Asuros, this is just incorporating the first half into the second. What if women are Asur, what kind of Isur do they have? If you take the most rushed approach, the main Isur is their own stimulation, self-stimulation. If you take the approach of Ritzicha and Baltashkis, then the Chor of the Isser would at least include being matched with their husband Zera. And maybe their own Zera also. I don't know if you'd say their own Zera has little people in it. I don't know if you'd say their own Zera is wasted, since it doesn't actually, isn't an actual visible Zera that comes out. That needs Eo. What are some of the other things that we've seen already that should be totally in this Chakira? Before we get to things on the Daf. What?
Doesn't the Oracle in here seem a little strange with the Pshat and the Gemara, like,
So maybe you just underestimate Baltashkis. Do you know what Onchin the Gemara says for cutting down trees? Okay. So, Asher.
Might depend on what you're being mashkis, how severe the sir of Baltashkis.
Okay, correct. That's obvious, right. By the way, Agav, I just point out that we're not going to get into Nistar here, but Alpi, you know, many different mystical theories, the Niyof aspect is seen as given much more prominence. I mean, we all know in the Zohar that Hotzar Zera Latala has a special chumrah. The Zohar says it's more chumrah than any other avera in the Torah, which is, seems to be against some of the posukim on Shulchan Aruch that we'll mention briefly, and says there's no tshuva for it, which is also a big chiddush, seems to be against some of the classical halacha which everyone deals with. But in terms of what's wrong with it, so without getting into it, but many of the more mystical makoros do not focus on sort of what's not being done, what's being wasted, as much as the sort of improper, the improper sexual expression here, that this is considered to be, a zivug with the mazikin and molid lilin and shidin, all kinds of things, and it's just, you know, entering into a netherworld of sexual expression, which is not because of what you're not doing, but rather because of the evil thing you are doing. Like, you know, it seems like, what could be so evil? It's neutral, so it's a waste not having BO with a woman, but I'm not doing anything wrong with anyone else. And sort of, there's a whole realm of literature which fills in what exactly kind of Isser BIA this is, which gives prominence to that side of the Chakira, which we're not going to get into now.
In the video of the Chidah, Hashem Nubagadim, so all the Perut that he has is overly covered by
it comes up all the time. You ever go to this theme that, you know, there's actually a sort of, it's not a lack of sex, you know, it's not a lack of Bia, but rather some netherworld demonic Bia, is comes up all the time in, even in contemporary practices. You know, you go to any Levaya committee Yerushalayim, and you see all the different things that that have to do with getting rid of the Bnei Pilakshim that came from the carry of the Huli B'Huli, but that's not for now. Okay, let us, what are some of the other things that we, that we discussed here? Have it in Derech Moch, right? Does the Moch, does Bia B'Moch, does that depend on whether, is Bia B'Moch Usser just because it's an improper type of sexuality? Basically, he's doing his Bia with the Moch instead of with the person. Or is it because it's taking away the potential for, because it's taking away the potential for having children? This seems to basically be the machlokus between, and again, it's hard to tell because we never know who's talking about Bashas Tashmish, who's talking about Akar Tashmish, etc. But what about the question of Moch Bishas Tashmish? I apologize that I didn't leave myself enough. Right? Tana Chusa Nibas Yud Aleph, etc. Remember the Rishoni Sfarad attack Rashi? The three Nashim of the Chacham, the under 11, is our problem to have Moch for a woman who's under 11. Now, we don't know. They're not all specified if they're talking about before or after Tashmish, but the Pshat in, right? It's not clear. it's not clear. But what do the Rishoni Sfarad say? Say, there's no problem with Shizav, right? Hashkasa Zerah, Zerah Latala, in the girl who's less than 11. Because she can't get pregnant anyway. Or in the girl who showed her beside Hashem is not going to get pregnant anyway. If she can't get pregnant anyway, what's the problem of Ashkasa Zera? So basically, what if she can't get pregnant anyway? So what does the Ritva is clear. The Ritva is clearly showing up even before Tashmish. Ritva, Vishar, Rishone Svarad, Imtim Tzolomar, Demayru, Vishas Tashmish. What do they say? Ein Iser Hashkasa Zera Beisha She'ena Yechola Lehisaber. Right, since she can't get pregnant anyway, there's no problem with Hashkasa Zera. And that's why they reject Rashi. They agree for Shar Nashim it's Usser. They reject Rashi, who sounds like even for less than Yud Aleph, and even for being an Alf Yud Beis for the Chachamim, it's Usser, because half of the Usser, she can't get pregnant anyway. How do we defend Rashi? If Rashi, in fact, holds Usser, even if she can't get pregnant anyway, why is it Usser if she can't get pregnant anyway? So maybe we would say, Usser, even if she can't get pregnant anyway, and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says before Tashmish is Usser for everyone, right? Usher Mishum what's Birmingham's Lashon? Mishum Mishamesh Eitzim Va'avonim. What's his Lashon? Hey, rather than Tom say, ah, beforehand in Yevamos, it's Mishamesh Eitzim Va'avonim, right? He's be with Eitzim Va'avonim. No, you have to be with women, not with Eitzim Va'avonim. Meaning, for a man Tom, it doesn't matter if you could have gotten pregnant, if you're losing something valuable, if you're wasting something useful or not. Well, the problem is, you can't be Mishamesh Eitzim Va'avonim. Well, if the guy's Mishamesh Eitzim Va'avonim instead of people, so that's like what's in the eye.
Maybe New York is.
Correct. You could tone down the lashon. That's clearly an improper, sexual experience. As opposed to the Rishon Esparer would say, well, there's nothing really so bad about having the zera go into a moch if it's not useful anyway. Meaning, she's your wife. You're supposed to sleep with her. She's not going to get pregnant anyway. So what's the big deal where the zera goes? We don't worry about killing this zera. So that also seems to tie into this very fundamental chakira. What's one other thing before we get to the other thing on the course sheet that we already mentioned was the issue of Tosas Rid. What about your kavana? What if you're mishamish b'moch, but your kavana is not to prevent peruvu? Right. So here's the question: what about moch b'shas kashmish? But your kavana right, talnos tashmish sakana, you just want to avoid sakana have the no tashmish. You're not trying to or kavana, let's see, better thanks, that was what he says about the Pishal Knack. The kavana so ano lehis batel mipruvu. Right? What does he say? He says, well, if your kavana is not anti-pruvu, it's fine. That's what the Rid says. If your kavana is not anti-pruvu, it's fine. That would seem to make sense according to the derech of Rabbi Nutam. But the answer is mivatel pruvu. You're doing a lot of things are mivatel pruvu. Right? If the guy goes on a business trip to China, he's far away from his wife. That's also mivatel pruvu. But no one says that's usher. Why? He's not going against Puruvu. He just happens to be in China. Right? Meaning, whatever it is. Sometimes not everyone does Puruvu every day. But what's Usher? What's Usher is a mitzvah that's anti-Puruvu. So, what does he say? If your kavana is to avoid having kids, that's Usher. If your kavana is for an innocent kavana, then it is mutter. Of course, if you said it's because it's a kind of neof that your shamish eats a mavanim, then it's hard to say that it's mutter shamish eats a mavanim just because your kavana is not to avoid peruvu, but it's usher. Then it should be posher that it should be usher. Which is basically everyone but the Rid. No one else matters it based on kavana. I will get that in a second. I will get that in a second. Yes. What? Because you're still no, you're not trying to go against peruvu, but you're still being mashkus the zera. Then you have to ask, okay, you're right, you have to ask, what's the heter b'al tashkis? I would say maybe a little differently, let's just take the Rav Moshe thing. What about a moch b'shas tashmish? Litzorach mitzvahs ona. Right, remember, that was how Rav Moshe interpreted. So is it mutter if it's litzorach? If it's niyuf, that should be usher even if it's litzorach. Even the tzorach, you're not allowed to do niyuf. Even if it's even if it's for good reason, you're not allowed to do niyuf. So obviously, Rav Moshe holds it's not niyuf. That's Rav Moshe. The moch b'shas tashmish is not niyuf. However, if it's an isher b'al tashmish, then it's pashut. If it's an isher ritzicha, l'chor it should also be asur. L'chor you're not allowed to do ritzicha just because you have a good reason, but. What would Moshe say? If the isser is, because of baltashkes, l'chor baltashkes is, if it's, you don't have a justified reason for what you're doing. If you have a justified reason, l'chor that's not baltashkes. You can even say without that. I'm just, You know, if the issue is bittul peruvu, you might say also, the answer is if you're doing it against peruvu, if you're doing it in kai mitzvos, and it just happens to work out that way, then that would not be usher. Which then brings up what we pointed out in this context, which is, let's see what else is here. You know what, let us mention another few nafkaminas, and then come back to, okay, I'm going to have to erase, I apologize. Yeah?
She disagreed with Tom. It comes out differently than the years. Maybe 2 and 3.
Yes. I will come back to that in a moment. Okay? You're absolutely right. I'll come back to it in a moment. That's absolutely correct thing to point out. I just wanted to point out a few other nafkaminas, and then end up where we left off. What are some nafkaminas that are not necessarily in this, that didn't come out of our sugya? One sugya might be, one nafkamina might be, the question of the Minchas Chinuch discussion, right? What about Ish She'eino Ra'i Laholid? What about a man who's sterile? Is he allowed to be Motzi Zara Levatala? He's sterile. So, if you say it's here, the Minchas Chinuch is Mesopik. Right? Is Mesopik about this? On the one hand, if it's Mitam Niyof, is this guy allowed to be Multi Zera however he wants? So obviously not. Just because he can't have kids doesn't mean he can do whatever he wants. But if it's about wasting the Zera, then what do you mean? It's not waste. It's dead Zera anyway. Right? You can't have kids anyway. Why did Bittul Peruvu? Because Zera doesn't work for Peruvu. About Tashkis. Zera's already empty. What do you mean Tzicha? There's nothing wrong there. Right? So that could be a nafkamina. Another similar nafkamina, although this is a little trickier, is the discussion of the Rambam. What about Nisui Ketana? What about marrying a Ketana who can't have kids? Now, are you allowed to marry a woman who can't have kids? Let's say you already have a boy and a girl.
Sure.
Push it, you can, right? You're allowed to marry a Ketana. The Gemara discussed the Moch. You're allowed to marry. If someone's old, they're allowed to marry an old woman, right? Someone's 60, they're allowed to marry a 60-year-old woman, right? Of course someone's a lady. You're allowed to marry an Angelus. She can't have kids. So here it's a little tricky. So, sorry, why isn't that a problem that Shlosser Zera? After all, he's putting a Zera someplace where it's wasted. Why isn't it a problem of Hashkasa Zera? It's a reasonable question. Of course, if it's an issue of Bia, what do you mean? He's doing a regular Bia. Kedera Kol Aretz, Pashat, it's Mutter. If it's an Inyan of however, if it's an Inyan of, like, it's going against Peruvu to waste your Zera, or even Bal Tashus, you could say, maybe it's for a Mitzvah's Ona, etc. If it's Ritzicha, maybe it should still be Ritzicha. So, you're not mamish gonna assert it. Meaning, you're still gonna have to say it's mutter. Lemaisa, it's mutter. Why? The Torah permitted people to get married, the Torah permitted a man to marry a woman, but, what's funny, the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, basically the Rambam comes awfully, awfully close, or maybe more than that, saying it's usser. Let me read you the Rambam. It's a very surprising Rambam. Says the Rambam, it's also multi zera levatala. Therefore, you shouldn't do like Aaron Onan, right? Dosh mifim zorim b'chutz tamaji multi zera on the ground. Okay, so far it's reasonable. V'lo yisa ketana she'ena ruyalei leid, and you shouldn't marry a ketana who can't have kids. And but those who, that's bad enough. Those are actually not biyad or motzi zera biyad. It's not enough to be nisu gadol. Ella shows zebe nidoy. Okay, ilu harag nefesh. Right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, what do you say? Dashim tin zorim yachotz. It's mashim motzi zera on the ground. Menafim be motzi zera biyad. Mashim motzi zera on the ground. He speaks in the middle there. Someone who's married, a person should not marry Katana. So the Achronim say, he doesn't mean it's mamash issu d'oraisa to marry Katana. No, that can't be. What he means is, lechachila, it's improper to marry Katana. But it's fascinating that, even if just lechachila, what context did he put it in? He put it in the context of, in between dosh b'fnim azorim b'chutz, and elu ha-menafin b'yad. So, if the Rambam thought what's wrong with menafin b'yad is the niuf, then why would he put it next to Nisui Katana? If he thinks what's wrong with the Nafim B'yad is that they're wasting the Zera, then he understands. That's a real waste of the Zera. Over here, since it's marriage, and marriage is a sacred institution, and it's very useful in many, many, existentially in many ways, is existentially sublime in many ways, therefore, it's not a total waste, but still, it's a lechatchila violation of Hashmas Zera. Interesting. He doesn't say, you know, he doesn't say Zakenan Islandis is Usser. Probably because this is a Canaan islandess. No, they have to marry someone, right? So that's far we're not going to go. But a Katana, she could just wait a little, meaning lobo air, right? Meaning even if she is a Jewish mother, she can wait till she's 12. Right, I'm just pointing out, why didn't say you shouldn't marry Zakena because she's not really laid? Probably because, what do you mean, old Zakena should not, this should be a goodness, they shouldn't marry anyone? No, the Katana at least, you shouldn't marry her because there's no Tzorech Shabadavar. But here's the Rambam. The Rambam says it's let's call it the Avinu says Asur Lichatchila Mishom Hashkasa Zera. Okay, it's not an Isur Gomer Hashkasa Zera, but still clearly, if the Rambam thinks it's wrong is not having kids, then a Ketan is also at least an Isur Lichatchila.
But why should that be any different than something the Shamash has waited the time when she's not fertile anymore?
So I think the answer would be because in the time she's not fertile anymore, so like he's just acting the normal way of normal people and in normal marriages. Over here in the Katana, who says you have to marry Katana? Wait till she's 12. So what I'm saying is that the Rambam really thinks that he's uncomfortable a little with the idea of any Tashmish that's not having kids. But where it's part of the framework of normal marriage and life, so it's mutter. But where it's not something that's necessary as part of normal life, like a katana, not necessary as part of normal life to marry a katana, and it's not like she's going to be lonely. Let her wait till she's 12, right? So therefore, I think there he decided to be a little more machmir and say you should avoid it because it's al lechatchila shchasa zera. He doesn't mind. You're right. If he minds the shchasa zera, then that would be ridiculous. That would be against all of shas. And even this is a chiddush. But it's based on the Gemara at the end of Nida. Elam sachim b'tanim, b'tinokos, right? People who marry ketanos don't bring Mashiach because they don't have kids. All the Gemara says is that they don't bring Mashiach. The Rambam said, goes a little further and says, it's like an Isur l'chatchila, is the way the Achronim say, of Hashkas HaZera. But it's still striking, because it, meaning there's nothing inappropriate about it in terms of the Maisa Bia. The guy's not doing any kind of perverted sexuality. He's just marrying a regular person, but in terms of the wastefulness, so there is a waste of the Zera there, because he's marrying someone who can't have kids for no good reason whatsoever, when there are other perfectly reasonable options. As opposed to, if a guy's 60 and marries a woman who's 60, so there isn't another reasonable option for what they should do. He's going to marry a 20-year-old, and she's going to do. Over here, so don't marry her when she's 11. Wait till she's 12. That's normal anyway. So most people, even in the old days, got married when they were 12, not when they were 11. So that's the thing. For no reason, don't get into this situation. The other fascinating discussion, well, I should point out that Mr. Melech has a whole discussion of Goyim. What about Goyim? And that's what Tosfos discussion of B'nai Noach. In Sanhedrin. What about Goyim? Are Goyim mitzuvah on Hashchasa Zera or not? So that's the Mishnah Melech, I think, was in brackets. It's an interesting question. Are Goyim mitzuvah on Hashchasa Zera or not? The problem is that this is a little tricky. Historically, based on the Gornida, what would you say? They are or aren't mitzuvah on Hashchasa Zera?
They are.
Because the mapple, right? So you sort of want to have the mapple, but here it's a little tricky. Tosos actually says Mefurish in Sanhedrin that Ravin Tam says, well, totally on Puravu. Whoever's part of Puravu is part of Shkosa Zera. The only problem with Shkosa Zera is going against Puravu. And if Goy or part of Puravu, then they're mutter in Hashchasa Zera. So here, Lechora, here it's a little trickier. Here is Tosfos in Sanhedrin says they're Pturim. Why? Because they're not Mitzvah in Puravu. If you say the Tam Bal Tashchis, it's a little unclear to me, like, wouldn't Bal Tashchis also be, like, are going Chayim Bal Tashchis? I would think Svara, you should say Pturim. If you Tam Rechitza, Lechora, they should be Asurim, right? Because Goyim is also in Ritzicha. If it's Mita'am Niyof, then already your little Yesh Ladun, you know, they, what Arayis are Usher from B'nai Noach, what Arayis are not Usher from B'nai Noach. So, Tzorach Iyun. Here it's a little tricky. After all, why are they punished in the model? So you have to say Mita'am Niyof, maybe this kind of Niyof is Usher from B'nai Noach. If it's Mita'am Ritzicha, it makes a lot of sense. If it's Mita'am Puravu, I actually could also solve the problem. Why can I solve the problem? Goyim are part of Puravu. Since when? Since?
Since
Matan Torah. What about before Matan Torah? Chayav Hashem told Adam Puravu. Just in after Matan Torah, it became only for Yisrael, because whatever was given to Adam Rishon was not repeated, is only for Yisrael. So here, Aval Asurim Kodem Matan Torah, that actually works well, meaning we understand how the Kodem brought the Mabel, because before Matan Torah, they were Mitzvah Puravu. Only after Matan Torah, it was taken away from the Menoach and given to the Jews. So that Taka works well. The Arach Lener is a little tricky. That's a little bit of a Tzarchino. If you talk about Tabal Tashkis, why are they Goyim punished for it on the time of the Mabel? Unless you have to say that even though Goyim aren't Mitzvah and Bal Tashkis, it's a svara that Hashem told them Marisha, right? La'avdo l'shamra. That's referring to God Eden. But it's a svara that, you know, really an excess of hashchasa is, you know, against how Hashem created the world. And but you might not be able to find a way to technically pin it on them, Dor Hamavol, because I don't know. Baltashim never said to Goyim unless you say that somehow, you know, we need to be ma'ayin. V'yesh la'ayin legabe hamavol. You know how you can sort of pin it on them. Now, one of the
what? The Arach Lener addresses that explicitly. He says that according to them, that according to his pshat, Dharma will not bal tashchis.
Ah, correct. That's what you have to say there. That you have to say.
It's not clear what he did.
That was because of Puravu. That was because of Puravu. You're right. I apologize. He said Dharma will was because of.
He says
the Dor Hamavol Mishum Sheves, not Shabbos, but Sheves Bekol HaOlam. That was different, because if they all did it, they stopped populating the entire world. When you ruin the entire world, even they Noach or Mitzvah and keeping an eye on the entire world. Basically, what he has to say is that a Ben Noach, a personal Ben Noach, a personal guy who decides to engage on the side in a little Mozar Zerah Matala, Neof Biyad, that's no problem whatsoever. The Mabel's only problem because they were threatening the existence of the entire world. And but an individual Ben Noach is perfectly fine. Individual Ben Noach is perfectly fine. The Mabel's only because of the whole world. When you threaten the whole world, it becomes a problem. Okay, Anachnami. Now, right. Now, just, I'll mention one or two other Nafkaminas. The other interesting one is here we have that is very parallel to four, right? Which is Bia Shelo Kedarka. And I'll mention this is parallel to four. Bia Shelo Kedarka. So, we already mentioned the famous machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Gemara says a few places Bia Shelo Kedarka is mutter in the context of marriage. Yet, there's one opinion, in Yevamos Daf Lamed Daled, I think it was, that Erva Onan's sin was Biyashalo Kedarka. You know, that's that's not hinted at, explained very strongly in the text of the Chumash. Biyashalo Kedarka. So is Biyashalo Kedarka okay or is it not okay? And here we had two fundamentally different shitas, if you recall. The Rambam said, Biyashalo Kedarka is fine, just you're not allowed to be Motzi Zera. And they're probably Erva Onan, they're a Motzi Zera. So he basically says, Asher Lohotzi Zera Shalo Kedarka. That's the shita of the Rambam. Tosfos shita says, no, it's fine, it's perfectly mutter, there's no problem at all to do biyashalo kedarka bakrai once in a while. The problem there, but all known is that they did it bikvios as a means of birth control. So let's just point out where that leaves us. If the one second.
Tosfos over there in Yavam is supposed to read for that shita. Are we saying that the read is the same as the Tosfos read?
Not yet. Give me a second. Okay. L'chora, if the problem was Niyuf, that after all, it's not a proper Maisa Bia. Mishamish Itim Avonim, Mishamish Yadayim, Mishamish Alatarka, you know, Motzi Alatarka. The Lachor Bia Shalokadarka, which is Mishka Ve'isha, which is a recognized form of Bia in the Torah, right? It's Kona for Yavama, and it's Kona for Kiddushin, and Chopa, etc. Right? It's Machl Betruma. So Lachorah, that should be Bia Shalokadarka. Let's say a little better. Hotzah Zera. The Biyashalo Kedarka, right? Everyone agrees, Biyashalo Kedarka, if you're not Motzi Zera, is no problem. Right? That's no kutz. Right? What about if you are Motzi Zera? So the Chori, if the problem with Motzi Zera the Batala was just, it was an improper type of Niyuf, because you're not being Bola woman, here you are being Bola woman. And if it's your wife, then it's the right woman. And that's what the Gemara says is fine. What would be the problem with Erva Onan then? You'd have to say, the problem with Erva Onan was, the problem with Erva Onan was just that, they were, you know, selfish and they weren't thinking about Puruvu, etc. Or maybe you'd say we don't pass like that day in Ervona. The Rambam, the Rambam says, Esser Gomer, right? The Rambam says, totally Esser. You can be Bolo Shalo Kedarka, but you can't be Motzi Zera. Okay, you can be Bolo Shalo Kedarka, but you can't be Motzi Zera. Totally Esser. The Rambam would make sense. L'chora, and if it would, you could say the Rambam. If it's a matter of Ritzicha, l'chora, that's Ritzicha. If you Motzi Zera Shalo Kedarka, it's a makom of Ritzicha. If it's a matter of Baltashtis, you could maybe say, although it's not Mochrach, that's also Baltashtis. So the Rambam might be Lishi, the Rambam might say, that is, even if you say Mishum Puravu, the truth is the Rambam can work according to all these pshatim. So you could say like the Rambam, it's Asur. Yeah, Bishul Kedarka is Mutter only if you don't finish, if you're not Motzi Zera. But Bishul Kedarka is Asur according to the Rambam because that's wasting the Zera. It's not Puravu and it's Baltashkas, it's Ritzicha. That's one way. Or, however, you could go back to Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says it's mutter be'akrai. Now, what does Tosfos mean? It's mutter be'akrai. Tosfos says mutter be'akrai. Why mutter be'akrai? Right? What's the idea of it's mutter once in a while, just not all the time. Why would it be mutter once in a while, just not all the time? The we take the lashon of Tosfos. Here we are. Lo choshev k'maisa erva onan el k'shemiskaven lahashka zera v'rogel lasos king tamid. Aval bakray ba'almu misava lo v'lishish lo k'darka shari k'nam rinu v'dorim kol mash adam wrote se lasos be'ishto osa. Right, that's the maskana of the Ri. You should know there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, right? The Machaber passed like the Rambam, also holds these Arabiyah Shalokadaka, Ishba Ishto. And the Ramah paskins like the Ri and Tosfos that it is mutter ba'akrai, even though he says, but still it's not the derech of kedusha and etc. etc. What would be the svara of Tosfos? It depends on kavana lahash dezera etc. So you can explain the kavana of Tosfos, I think, in two ways. Nirali, it could be based on Puravu, right? That is, I think, what the Tosfos Rid is saying, right? Tosfos says, Mutter be'akrai, right? It can't be Ritzicha. If it's Ritzicha, that's Asher even be'akrai. Ritzicha is Asher even be'akrai, that we should all keep that in mind in all circumstances. But why, what's the svara? Why is it Mutter be'akrai? So I think here you can have, you can have different ways of interpreting it. One way of interpreting it could be because of the rid, because it's only usher, or usher rak im kavanaso shelo leholid. Right, if your kavan is to go against puravu, that's usher. But if your kavan is not to go against puravu, that's mutter. So if you do it all the time, that's showing your erinona. Your kavan is to be a matal puravu, that's usher. If you do it once in a while, you have plenty of natural tashmish. Then once in a while, the person has a taiva to do something different, then they're not trying to avoid puravu. Their kavan is just to have a little taiva. They have no kavan to avoid puravu. Or you could say, just almost the same as the rid, but a little different, or you could say, and I think this is what the Ezer Kodesh is assuming. That it's just been Tzius. Keva mevatlo mipuravu. Akrai eino mevatlo. If you do something else but keva, that's mevatel your puravu, because you're busy doing the other thing, and you have no time and energy left for the normal way of puravu. Mm-hmm. It's an empty kavanah, it could just be mincius. If someone does the bia shalom kedarka every day, then when do they have time left for puravu? Even if they sneak in once in a while bia kedarka, it's still not enough for puravu. If they bikvios do other things, they're not going to have the p'nai left for puravu. How are they going to find the right time, fertility of the month, to get pregnant? But if they only do it by a cry, then it's not going to be about the puruvu. It's almost the same as Tosfos. It's not about whether your kavan is about the puruvu. It's about whether maybe the totsah is a bit of puruvu. As opposed to the Igros Moshe, I think the Igros Moshe works better for Baltashis. The Igros Moshe says, it's asur shelo litzorech mitzvah, but it's mutter litzorech mitzvah. It's also to be motzera for no reason. That's Baltashis. But for a reason of ona, remember, he is the re-ritra on the ritva saying, for ona, it's not lumatala. So he says, and therefore, any kalmasha, the rotzlas, the ishto, any type of tashmish the husband and wife want to have, that's part of the mitzvah of isha's kiyikach. Isha means that they should be able to do whatever they want. What if they want bikfias to be bolshevik kedarka? So he has to just add one assumption. What's the one assumption he adds? There, ein tzorech livol shelo kedarka bikvius. Says no one really needs to be a shelo kedarka bikvius. No one has a tie, but that's ridiculous. That's an excuse. A husband and wife might want to enhance their relationship to do be a shelo kedarka, to do strange things, to do different things once in a while. That is a valid expression of Isha's of Mitzvah's Ona. But to always do unnatural, strange things? No. That's not a valid taiva and sora. That's not a normal way to have a marital relationship. That's just being perverse and probably have ulterior motives, and you probably really are trying to be vatal puruvu, or you really have no sora. That's not a valid sora. It's a valid sora to have some spice. It's not a valid tzorech to take a spoonful of pepper instead of a spoonful of soup. That's not a valid tzorech. That's not a valid way to have a marriage. And therefore, that's what he says, Tosfos meant. A cry, there's a tzorech of marriage. B'kviyas, there's no tzorech. It's an assumption, but a reasonable assumption. It doesn't have to be a psychological assumption. It could be a philosophical assumption. I'm not sure from his lashon which way he's saying it. He's saying psychologically, no honest, normal people really have a taiva to do a strange kind of beer all the time. People have a taiva to do different things once in a while, to taste them, to see what they're like. But no one has a taiva to do the weird things all the time. Or does he mean, even if this guy does, he shouldn't, because that's not a valid derech of iki yikach hashisha. Yikach hashisha means you should be normal, and also, if sometimes people have taivas to do slightly different things, then that's also okay in the context of normality. But shalokadarka is not normal, that's why it's called shalokadarka. But really, it just has to be normal. Alright, I think that's valid in any case, life should be normal. Fascinating question, which is, and this is what we ended up with last time. If, according to at least the Derech of the Rid and the Ezer Mikodesh, if it's not being misbatel from Puravu, and it's not, and your Kavon is not misbatel from Puravu, so this is what the Ezer Mikodesh deals with. The Ezer Mikodesh then asks the question, is it, what about, forget about Shalokadarka? What about Motzi Zera B'Yad? Is Motzi Zera B'Yad Motzer Ba'akrai? According to Tosos, is Motzi Zera B'Yad also Motzer Ba'akrai? That's a valid question. What about Ba'akrai? So for the Rambam, obviously it's Usher. Even B'Yad Shalokadarka Ba'akrai is Usher. What about for Tosos? Right? So for Rav Moshe, it's partial that it's usher. Why? Because there's no tzorech. It's not a tzorech of Isha Zinona and Motzi Zera B'Yad. That's only a husband with his wife. If someone wants Stam to be Motzi Zera B'Yad Ba'akrai, right? A guy's married, says only Ba'akrai. Once a month, once a year, I want to be Motzi Zera B'Yad. Of course that's usher for Rav Moshe. That is no valid tzorech. It's not enhancing any mitzvah. But what about for the Pshat of Tosos? Pshat of Tosos is not like Rav Moshe. Pshat of Tosos is like Tosos really said, depends if your kavanah is lahashkis or your kavanah is for taiva. What about the Pshat of Tosos? What about Tosos kipshutam and the Rid? Then no, the Heter of Christ doesn't interfere with Puravu. So, hold on, there's a lot of things that don't interfere with Puravu. That's what the Ezer HaKodesh deals with. There's a lot of things that don't interfere with Puravu. What if they're doing all their puravu? I don't mean a guy, you know, again, he doesn't mean a case of a guy who's not married, and instead he gets all the sexual satisfaction from things we won't mention now, by himself, and he says, I'm not involved with puravu. So we'd say, no, you are, what do you mean? It takes away your drive to get married. But it's not even, no, what if a guy, he's doing all his puravu, he's having 13 kids, and he also a little wants to be Motzi Zera B'Yad. So would that be okay, according to the Pshat of Tosos, is not interfering with puravu? So here, that's what this long Ezer Mikodesh is about. And he wants to try to be mamayit the Isser, if someone would do that, and help them with tshuva, maybe taina the based on Tosfos you could find, a tzad l'hakel. But the pashup shot of the acronym, the pashup shot of the acronym is say, it still has to be Usser. Why does it still have to be Usser? Well, it's pretty clear in the Gemara Nida that it's usher for someone to do this even once, even by a cry. That's the Ezer Mikodesh. It's pretty pashut in Nida. It's usher even by a cry. They don't say it's only usher by kviyos. So, but why? It has to be usher. Al pi the Gemara in Nida. But why? So here, and this is going to answer all the questions. The answer is, Rav Moshe sort of says this indirectly. That's not his pshat. But Rav Moshe and others say there are really two different dinim, and both sides of the Chakir are correct. The answer is, you have to say, and this is what I had on the board yesterday, you have to say two dinim. There are in fact two different Isurim and Motzi Zera Lebatala. What are the two different Isurim? Here's what Rav Moshe says. One Isur is Dinim Vatal Zera. That might come from Puruvu or Bal Tashkas. There's another Isur. Lo sinah b'yad, the Medrash says, lo yehil chaminyah b'yad, that's niyuf. What do we mean by this? There are actually two different ways of saying tzvei dinim, but one way of saying tzvei dinim, we'll make this green, is that there are two Isurim. There are Beis Dinim. Biyad is an Isur of Niuf. Biyad is an Isur of Niuf. That's Niuf. Bekashrus is mostly between a man and a woman, not Biyad. But what about Derech Bia, but it's Shalom Kedarka? It's Derech Bia, but it's Shalom Kedarka. Or maybe it's Derech Bia, but it's with a Moch. Or it's Derech Bia, but it's this. What about Derech Bia, but in a way that prevents pregnancy? That's not a problem of Niyuf, that's Derech Bia. That's a problem of Levatala, of wasting the Sveidinim. And therefore, according to the Sveidinim, what are you going to say? You're going to say, for example, you might say is that women are ushered to be motzi zera biyad, that's kind of niyuf, no one can do niyuf, but their mutter, I mean, it won't help their husband, so it's only a theoretical answer, to engage in biyah shalom kedarka, or, you know, in all kinds of biyahs that do not procreate, but mitzah heisha. Okay, that's not a very good enough gemina, because that's only a problem wasting, and they're not so about wasting, or a little better example is, let's go back to ish in a roi laholid. You might say it's aser. Oh, right, aser lehischamim biyad. Right, aser biyad. That's niyuf. No one can do niyuf. But if you want to be shulkadarka and use a moch and all kinds of other things, then this would be mutter derech biyah. Or for example, go back to this case. What are you going to say for the rid? What you're going to say is that that even though we were makel on kavana. Let's go back to the kavana of the Tosos rid. We're going to say it's mutter lehashchis derech bia in ein kavanoso lekach, but it's aser lehashchis biyad the ein etoloi bekavanoso. Right? Biyad would be also, that doesn't depend on kavana, that's a maizaniyah, who cares what your kavana is? Or, let's go back to this, if we take this rid and this tosfos, what do you say about tosfos? That the heter of a cry is derech bia, just shalom kedarka. But, biyad, there's no heter of a cry. That's saying Tzvi Dinim. So really there are two different types of problems that come together in some sugyas, but are really two different issues. One is wasting the Zerah, the Bittul Bervu, the other is Niyuf. Biyad is Niyuf, that's always Aser. There's no Habim Matur that in any circumstances. If you're talking about Derech Bia, just a Bia that's not, can't lead to a pregnancy, then that's not a Niyuf. That depends on these circumstances. This question, by the way, comes down to a very, very big nafmina, halacha l'maisa, which I see the best laid plans of mice and men. The big machlokas aposkim nowadays is what about hotzas zera litzorech puruvu? What about being motzi zera litzorech puruvu? Nowadays, they have fertility treatment. What do they do in fertility treatment? Right? So, there are two different shaylos. One is artificial insemination, right? Or IVF. They take the husband's zera, he can't get pregnant, kederach kol aretz, he's having trouble, so they help him with puruvu. They take his zera, and they put it into the wife, or they make a test tube, a IVF. Test tube baby sounds like very like science fiction-y nowadays. Mice and whole young. What about artificial? What about fertility procedures? How do you get the be motzi zera for fertility procedures. And then, what about if it's not for a fertility procedure, but to test the zera to see how to treat the husband's infertility, the couple's infertility? So what about otzar zera l'tzar puravu? This is a famous machlokas between the Achiezer and Rav Moshe. What about otzar zera l'tzar puravu? If you say the problem is wasting the zera, then you should say, Hashot, that it's mutter. What do you mean? This is the psak of the Achiezer. Hashot, that it's mutter. The Isra is wasting the zera. Here you're not wasting anything. Adrava. He's wasting if he does normal tashmish. Here you're using it for what it was intended for puravu. It just needs a little help by modern medicine and technology. What does Rav Moshe say? Aser b'yad. Rav Moshe says tzvei dinim. The Achiezer doesn't hold tzvei dinim. The Achiezer holds the only Isra is wasting it. Here you're not wasting it, so what do the goyim do? The goyim, they go into a room, they use their yad, they motzi zera, they bring the zera to the doctor, and they use it to have babies. So the jinn can do the same thing according to the Achiezer. It's not wasting it. Rav Moshe says, no, it's a gomer. Why? Because Rav Moshe says tzvei dinim. What does Rav Moshe say? Rav Moshe says b'yad, it's an Isra of niyuf. Niyuf is also even to have children. Having children is a matter of niyuf. What does he say? No, he says, mater biderech bia. What does Rosh say? If you want to know how it's mater biderech bia. What would be derech bia? Whatever Moshe say. It says, Asr biyad. Biyad is an issue of niyuf. That has nothing to do with wasting and using. It's always also do niyuf. So how do you do IVF or AIH, artificial insemination, in vitro fertilization, etc. Moshe says, biyad is always asr biyad. Derech B is only an issue of wasting, and if you're using it, then it's not wasting. So what did Rav Moshe tell you? Rav Moshe would tell you to have bia with a condom, not the condom from the drugstore that has spermicide. That doesn't help. A special sterile medical one with an environment that's conducive to the preservation of the zera that you have to get from a pharmacy. And then, since derech bia, the only issue is wasting, not nivuf. And here, since you're using the zera for puravu, it's not wasting. And that is, I think, the common minhag nowadays, and the common psak among the poskim nowadays, is to be machmir like Rav Moshe, there's tzvei dinim. Besides the issue of wasting, there's an issue of niyuf. Biyad is an issue of niyuf, so you're never allowed to milta biyad, even for fertility treatment. But how do you get fertility treatment? That you get from derech biya, and that's okay. You should know there are people who are more machmir, who say, no, there's not tzvei dinim. Even the derech biya with a condom is really usher because of niyuf. And therefore, they would have more trouble. they would have more trouble getting zera for fertility procedures. But these are the two mainstream shitas. Halakha l'maisa, most folks can pass like Rav Moshe, b'shas hachak, when there's no option, when they really, otherwise they're not going to be able to have their fertility treatment. So many people are making like the Achiezer. But the mainstream shita is like Rav Moshe.
Kondushan that with the most kund tashmish is not called their tashmish, then
exactly. Then that would be against that, correct. Let me just point out, there's another possibility of tzvei dinim, which is, who's the one who asked me Rabbeinu Tam? Was it you?
Yeah.
Okay, the other possibility of tzvei dinim is another way of saying beis dinim is to say that, I mean, here it's like tricky where they're called tzvei dinim, that b'shas tashmish is usher because of niyuf, acher tashmish is also because of wasting the puravu, and that would be Rabbeinu Tam. Right, that answers, how could Rabbeinu Tam be on two sides of the Hakira? Exactly what you just said. Rabbeinu Tam thinks, no, b'shas tashmis, even derech biya is asur mishum niyuf. Motzi zerol eitzim ba'avanim. How could you mafel zerol eitzim ba'avanim? But, yeah, that's, I mean, you can see otherwise, that's a pashup shot. So it could be, okay. This is the basic chakira, the basic lay of the land in terms of the issue of Hashkas Zer Latola, and that affects everything in our sugya. What we didn't get to yet is, I guess not 50, the Chachamim and the Psak Halacha L'maisa. Did everyone finish preparing Daf 50? What? Other? Pretty. Okay, is... Ah, saying well. Okay, you know what we're going to do then, especially since tomorrow is ending up not being a day of morning Seder, and Thursday is not a day of morning Seder, and the maybe we'll not have Shir Wednesday then. We'll just keep our normal schedule, and I hope no one changed their schedules. I know there's some. Did you change your schedule? Okay. But there's things that couldn't be changed. So maybe we'll just pick up next year Monday. We'll finish 50, and we'll go on in the and we'll go on in the Gemara. I know that there, it's really time to go at 1 o'clock, and I'm very bad at keeping my time. But if anyone didn't understand perhaps some of the Muzzin beforehand, I guess also important information for the members of the Kollel that tomorrow morning there'll be a bus leaving for here for the Kollel, or I think there'll be room for other people to join the Levaya of Rahar and Lichtenstein in Olam Shvat tomorrow morning. And you know, certainly I give myself any time, which was not right of me, and I'm certainly not capable of even perhaps giving a glimpse of who he is. And we're going to hear a lot about him. We're going to hear a lot about his geonis, a lot about his philosophy, a lot about his midos. I think anyone who's a real Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein, you can immediately recognize by certain midos they pick up from him. And I would just mention very, very briefly that, you know, I'm sure there are other people in the world. I haven't met anyone ever, or perhaps even heard of anyone ever, who combines, you know, Rav Aaron's Gaonus really in Kol Chedrei Torah. His openness to everyone, it's very famous. His openness to secular culture and to some of the values that people are coming from, and to recognizing what's good in the secular world out there. And his chap was just the not seeing a stira between Torah and between everything that we know as human beings is valuable and good and progressive. I mean, the famous case back in YU, those who were there in the day when they had the Biafra rally outside the UN in the case of really, you know, very difficult human rights situation in those days. And everyone was debating, no, we shouldn't learn morning Seder, we should go to the UN and protest. No, what are we going to go to protesting for a bunch of goyim and starving in Africa? You know, we should learn Torah. And Rav Lichtenstein and Shir all got up in Davin Basikin and learned Torah and had Shir and then made it to the protest at the UN in time. And it's just, it's not that he was cleverer than anyone else. Like, they couldn't think of getting up early in Davin Basikin and having morning Seder and going to a protest at the UN, and only he was smart enough. No, it's just that people come from this perspective that there obviously must be a stira between what they goyim out there called goodness and Torah. And Rav Aaron was so clear and pashut to him that there was no stira, because his tefisa and Torah were so clear. His tefisa and Torah were so clear. The Torah was so dear to him. And he had such a clear understanding of Ratzon Hashem that it was just, he wasn't threatened. Everyone else out there in the Orthodox world is so threatened by outside values that, they're competition with the Torah. But I was like, it's so pashut that the Torah is so all of our life. In Fayin of Yerf Nomenu, how can, if Torah is, he said on multiple occasions, you don't learn Torah, do you breathe? No, there's no competition for breathing. Obviously, whatever is good and holy in the world, and I also breathe, it's part of life. If Torah is your whole life, there is no stira to Torah. Everything is part of Torah. For him, everything is part of Torah. And I think just one ha'arah, he was very famous. I think the midah he was most famous for, many midahs he was famous for. I mean, nowadays, many of us remember him from recent days as an old man, but if you remember in his heyday, you know, for zrizos, for when I was in yeshiva and gush, I never saw Rav Lichtenstein walk. Certainly not during the weekdays. So he had no time to walk. He always was running places. Who had time to walk? You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of Torah to be learned, a lot of things to do, a lot of mitzvahs to be done. There's no time to walk. But I think his most famous meetup. Yes, was his anava. He was famous for his anava. There are all the stories. He would answer the payphone and get a guy who someone was calling for, even though, like, pasnish for the Rosh Hashiva. You know, when she went someplace on the bus and the guy threw the candy wrappers on the floor of the bus. And he said, the bus driver's going to come home. It'll be 11 o'clock at night. He'll want to see his wife and kids, and he has to start cleaning his bus. It's not fair. He didn't make the mess, and he got down his hands and knees and took the candy wrappers off the off the floor of the bus while all the guys went to wherever they were going on the trip. And just when you talk to Rav Lichtenstein, anyone who's talked to Rav Lichtenstein, you feel strange when he says things like, ah, but for people like you and me, as if like me and Rav Lichtenstein are like, but for people like you and me, as if I'm like Rav Lichtenstein, as if he is a regular person. But the Shemenis Anava, where did the Anava come from? The Anava didn't come from the fact that he didn't know he was a God. He knew how much Torah he knew what a tzaddik he was, he knew what his, you see from the fact that he took up rights and leadership, that he knew who he was. The Anava, it was so pashut. In a few different places it came out when he spoke about things, especially when he criticized the Midah Gaiva. The Anava came from very pashut. He knew exactly how great he was, but Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamba, when you compare yourself to the Ribono Shel Olam, how great is anyone? I mean, honestly, he was nothing compared to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's not an insult at all. It's just that everyone knows about the Ribono Shel Olam. He mamish lived with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamba to the point where, whenever he thought about himself standing in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. In front of the Ribono Shel Olam, who was he? Who are, if he was he, Kol Shekein, Mayasu, Ezobe Akir. But that's the true Anava. The fake Anava comes from not thinking you are who you are. True Anava means knowing exactly who you are, but compared to Hashem Yisbarach, we're all Kecheres HaNishbar, it sits no veil as what is Basar Adam compared to Hashem Yisbarach. I think I'm not a big enough Balgaiva to call myself a true Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein, but as someone who tries to be a Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein, I know when I go through life, it's very hard, it's almost impossible for me to be a Balgaiva, because I just think of Rav Lichtenstein. I'm not in his Madriga Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Talmud, but at least I think of Rav Lichtenstein, when you compare yourself to Rav Lichtenstein, it's very hard for anyone, any of us, to think very much of ourselves, either in Limud or in Midas or in Tzidkus or in Ruchnius. The Chaval, literally Al Da'avdin, Velo Mishtakhin, it's hard to think of someone else. Obviously, Lo Alman Yisrael, and they'll be great people, Abiyas Gold Tzedek, and thereafter. But it's hard to think of anyone who could be exactly like Rav Lichtenstein. And certainly, I think I have no doubt that what he would want us to do is, perhaps even more so than learning his, he would want us to learn his Torah, which much of it is available, Baruch Hashem, but even more so, I think he would want us to try the best we can in our, as the midgets we are, to follow and learn from his midos and try to emulate them to the best of our ability, and Bezrat Hashem, he will be a melech yosher for all of us and Klal Yisrael, and continue to be a guiding light. The Dmus Tiukno of Rav Lichtenstein will be in front of many of us, and perhaps the little snippets that we gather can be in front of the rest of us who are the Dorash or Loyada, to guide us so we can continue learning and being inspired from him for the rest of our lives. Okay.